Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And with the recent opening on the West End of a brand new Cameron McIntosh-produced revival of Oliver, as well as the release of the live cast recording, I thought it was time for us to do a Putting It Together edition of the Broadway Radio Show. And if you're not familiar with a Putting It Together show, it is where we put together the entire score of a musical using a mix of all the various cast recordings that are out there, or at least some of the cast recordings that are out there. And this time, of course, we are going to do Oliver. We're going to use six different cast recordings, including the brand new 2024 London cast recording of the show. Of course, Oliver is based on the Charles Dickens 1838 novel, Oliver Twist. The musical version has book music and lyrics by Lionel Bart. It had its premiere at the Wimbledon Theatre in Southwest London in 1960, before moving to the West End, the new theater, which is now known as the Noel Coward Theater. It ran 2,618 performances, which was a record for a musical at that time. David Merrick grabbed the Broadway rights to the show and decided to launch it with a three-month tour with stops in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Detroit, and Toronto prior to opening on Broadway at the Imperial Theater in January of 1963. RCA Victor had already agreed to do the Broadway cast recording in New York right after the show had planned on opening, but the success of the show in London meant that copies of the original London cast album were suddenly showing up in stores here in the United States. So the cast of the tour was rushed into the studio in Los Angeles at the start of the tour so that their album could be released as soon as possible. So by the time this production of Oliver, featuring many of the original London stars, opened on Broadway, it had amazingly already earned back its investment and was a hit from opening night. It's also why when you hear the quote-unquote the Broadway cast recording, it has a different Artful Dodger because the Artful Dodger was replaced while they were on the road, and the Broadway Artful Dodger, which was David Jones, who became Davy Jones of the Monkey, was not on the cast recording. Just a little bit of a tidbit there. The Broadway production received 10 Tony nominations, including Best Musical. It won 3, including Best Score, and ran for 774 performances. It's been revived in London many, many times, including, as I mentioned, the newly revised version from Cameron McIntosh, directed and choreographed by Matthew Bourne, which was a huge hit at the Chichester Festival Theater from July to December of last year. It opened at the Gielgud Theater just this past January 14th, and its live cast recording is one of the six that we're going to be using on this episode. And of course, Oliver was hugely successful when it was adapted to the screen in 1968, directed by Carol Reed. The film version was nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won 6, including Best Picture. Many critics at the time said it was one of the rare instances where the film version of a musical was superior to its stage original, and I think many people will agree with that. It's a fantastic film version of a stage musical. So the six cast recordings that we are going to use are the 1960 London cast recording, the 1963 Broadway cast recording, which there are some overlaps of some of the key players in that, so that we don't have to necessarily hear all the Nancys, because Georgia Brown is on both the London cast and the Broadway cast, for example. Then we'll move to the 1991 studio cast recording, which was then remastered in 2009 with one change in cast. Sally Ann Triplett joined the cast as Nancy for the 2009 remastered version. Then the 1994 London cast recording, the 2009 London cast recording, and then, as I said, the brand new 2024 live London cast recording, which just came out. So we are going to start right now with Act One of Lionel Bart's Oliver.
Thank you. Rich gentlemen have it, boys, in digestion. Food, glorious food. We're anxious to try it. Three banquets a day, our favorite diet. Just picture a great big steak.
Some more.
What?
Please, sir! I want some more!
Catch him!
Snatch him!
Hold him!
Scold him!
Pout him! Drown him! Pick him up and bounce him!
Away! Wait! Before we put the lad to task, be so curious as to ask his name.
Oliver.
Oliver?
Oliver! Oliver!
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver! Oliver!
Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down. Feed him on cockroaches stabbed in a canister.
Oliver! Oliver!
What will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will curse the day somebody named him
Oliver!
Oliver! Oliver! Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver! Oliver!
Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a sooty chimney long overdue for a sweeping out, which will push him up. Next year with the rats, he'll come creeping out.
Oliver! Oliver!
What will he do in this terrible stew? He will rue the day somebody named him
Oliver! Oliver! Oliver!
Never before has a boy asked for more.
Oliver! Oliver!
Pray some decorum restore, I implore.
Let us face this case. It's unprecedented, quite utterly.
He's disgraced this place.
Encouraging others to wallow in gluttony.
Oliver! Oliver!
Lock him in jail!
Well, let's put him on sale!
To the highest bid, glad to be rid of
Oliver! Mr. Bumble, I shall scream.
No, you wouldn't.
wouldn't, hey ho. If I wanted something special, then you couldn't say no. Did I nearly catch you smiling? Yes, I did, and it's beguiling. If your hand is close, I'll press it. Yes, you like it, come confess it. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I shall scream. I shall scream. Till they hasten to my rescue, I shall scream.
Since there's nobody that's near us who can see us or can hear us, if I ask you, can I kiss you? Say, what will my pretty miss do?
I shall scream, scream, scream.
If I pinch you one pinch from your shy protective shell, can I uninch you one inch? Will my blithesome buxom beauty let a suitor do his duty? Though his lap ain't very large, dear, sit upon it, there's no charge, dear. Will you sit?
No, I shan't.
Will you sit?
I shall scream. I shall scream. For the safety of my virtue, I shall scream. Though your knee is rather cozy, see my cheeks are getting rosy. You would have me in your power if I sat here for an hour.
I shall scream, scream, scream.
You're a naughty bad man. If you think I can't be proper, prim and haughty, I can. And your pardon if I mention, you must state your true intention.
Ow. Is there not another room here?
No.
If there were a bride and groom here, would there be?
Well, there might.
We shall see.
I shall scream. I shall scream. At the thought of what you're thinking, I shall scream.
You will wonder where that scream went when we come to an agreement. As my lovey dove is chubby, could she love a chubby hubby?
I shall scream, Mr. Bumble! I shall scream, Bumble Wumble! I shall scream! Scream! What now? Scream!
A sale is going cheap, only 7 guineas, that or thereabouts. Small boy, rather pale from lack of sleep, feed him gruel dinners, stop him getting stout. If I should say he wasn't very greedy, I could not, I'd be telling thee a tale. One boy, boy for sale, come take a peep. Have you ever seen as nice a boy for sale?
Liberal terms, Mr. Sowbury, liberal terms. £3.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was needing a boy.
He's a born undertaker's mute. I can see him in his black silk suit, following behind the funeral procession with his features fixed in a suitable expression. There'll be horses with tall black plumes to escort us to the family tombs, with mourners in all corners who've been taught to weep in tune. Then the coffin lined with satin. That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Large enough to wear your hat in. That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
We're just here to glamorize you for that endless sleep. You might just as well look fetching when you're 6 feet deep. At the wake, we'll drink a toddy to the body beautiful. That's your funeral, not our funeral. That's your funeral. If you're fond of overeating, that's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Starve yourself by undereating, that's your funeral.
That's my funeral.
Visualize the earth descending on you, clod by clod. Can't come back when you're buried underneath the sod.
We will not reduce our prices. Keep your vice as usual.
That's your funeral, not our funeral. That's your funeral.
I don't think this song is funny.
That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Here's the boy, now where's the money?
That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
We don't harbor thoughts macabre. There's no need to frown. In the end, we'll either burn you up or nail you down. We love coughs and wheezes and diseases called incurable. That's your funeral. No one else's funeral.
That's your.
That's your funeral.
Thank you. consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. Oh, I've taken to you so strong. Oh, it's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. Oh, there isn't a lot to spare. Who cares what? Whatever we got, we share. If it's a chance to be, we should seize them harder days. Empty larder days, why grouse? Or it's a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself my mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can stay. Consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Yes, yes. Consider yourself
one of the family.
I'll take it to you. Oh.
So strong.
It's clear
we're going to get along.
Consider yourself
well in.
Oi, oi.
Consider yourself
part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot to spare. Oh, lovely. Who cares what? Whatever we got, we share. Nobody tries to be la-di-da or uppity. There's a cup of tea for all.
Only it's wise to be handy with a rolling pin when the landlord comes to call.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can stay.
Consider yourself,
yes, one of us.
Consider yourself at home. We've taken to you so strong. Consider yourself where we. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some
grass. Always a chance to make somebody to fit the bill. Then the drinks are only us.
Consider yourself a mouse. Waiting down the well. My boss. Pour off the sun to see the right of way.
Just do everything you see Dodger and Charlie do. Make them your models, my dear. Especially Dodger. He's gonna be a right little Bill Sykes. Tell me, my dear, you see my handkerchief? See if you can take it from me without my noticing. Like you saw the others do. Rum pum pum, rum pum pum, dum dum dum, rum pum pum. Hey 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 hey, rubby dubby dubby dum dum, rubby dubby dubby dum. You got a bigger pocket or two?
Let's show Oliver how to do it, my dear. You see, Oliver. In this life, one thing counts. In the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Sing, boys!
Why should we all break our backs? Better pick a pocket or two.
Charlie, take your hat off while you're in class. Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away all he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood was far too good. Get out and pick a pocket or two.
Watch the beat, boys. Take a tip from Bill Sykes. He can whip what he likes. I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
We would be like old Bill Sykes if we pick a pocket or two.
Pay attention.
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye. Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Yes.
Hand the fear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch. Only to find some peace of mind, I have to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Just to find some peace of mind,
you have to pick a pocket or two.
Strong men tremble when they hear it. They've got cause enough to fear it. It's much blacker than they smear it. Nobody mentions my name. Rich men Hold their £5 notes out. Saves me emptying their coats out. They know I could tear their throats out just to live up to my name.
So much as a dead bloke even whisper my name.
My Nancy.
Plumbing and slam!
Nancy. Wake up, boys, the lady's in the air.
Ladies, cork and in
here. We'll have less of that if you don't mind. Yeah, so where's the gin then, Fagin?
All in moderation, my dear, all in moderation. Too much gin can be a dangerous thing for a pure young girl.
Ooh, and what's wrong with a bit of danger then, eh, Mr. Fagin? After all, it's the only bit of excitement we get. And who would deny us that small pleasure?
Small pleasures, who would deny us these? Gin, the toddy's large measures, no skimping if you please. I rough it, I love it, life is a game of chance. I never tire of it, leading this merry dance. If you don't mind having to go without things, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though it ain't all jolly old pleasure outings, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
When you got someone to love, you forget your cares and strive. Let the prudes look down and let the wide world frown. And it's a fine,
fine life.
Ain't that right, Bet? Go on, you tell them, girl.
Cares is right, life is near with us in the street. Fine is and fine graces.
Don't have to sin to eat.
We wander through London.
Who knows what we may find?
Pockets left undone
on many a behind. If you don't mind taking it like it turns out, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
I keep the candle burning until it burns out. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though you sometimes do come by the occasional black eye. You can always cover one till he blacks the other one, but you don't decorate. Don't mind having to deal with Fagin. It's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
Though diseased rats threaten to bring the plague in, it's a fine life.
It's a fine life.
But the grass is green and dense on the right side of the fence. And we take good care of it, that we get our share of it, and we don't. Home, happy husband, happy wife. Though it sometimes touches me for the likes of such as me. Mine's a fine,
fine life.
Yeah, go on, Nancy, give us a free show.
And them little pit goats dangling them on, my darling.
And I'll go last.
Oh, I'll go last.
Ooh, I'd do anything for you, dear. Anything for you.
to climb a hill?
Anything.
Wear a daffodil?
Anything.
Lend me all your will?
Anything.
Even fight my bill?
What risk? Yes, I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything. Yes, I'd do anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Here, Nancy, give Oliver a go.
All right, you do everything you saw Dodger do, and I'll help you with the words, right? I'd do anything, mister.
I'd do anything for you, dear.
For you mean?
For you mean everything to me.
That was beautiful. You carry on.
I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Would you lace my shoe? Anything. Paint your face bright blue? Anything. Catch a kangaroo? Anything. Go to Timbuktu?
And back again. I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything.
Would you rob a shop?
Anything.
Would you risk the drop?
Anything.
Though your eyes go pop?
Anything.
When you come down plop?
And everything we risk, like a limb to bring you in a swim. Yes, we do anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
You can go but be back soon. You can go but while you're working, this place on pacing ground, until you're old, safe and sound. Very well but be back soon. Who can tell what danger's lurking? Do not forget this too. Be back soon. But be back soon. You can go but bring back plenty of pocket handkerchiefs. And you should be clever thieves. We'll be quick and be back soon. There's a sixpence here for 20. Ain't that a lovely tune? Be back soon.
Our pockets are old, a watch of gold that chimes upon the hour.
A wallet fat,
an old man's hat.
The crowd jumps from the tower.
We know the boys are on us,
but they don't know this tune.
So long, farewell, pip-pip, cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I miss you. I loves you, that's why I said cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone long, be back soon. Give me one long last, oh bless you. Remember out on two. Be back soon.
We must disappear, we'll be back here today, perhaps tomorrow. We'll miss you too, it's sad but true that parting is such in sorrow. And when we're in the distance, you'll hear this whisper tune. So long, farewell, pip-pip, cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, goodbye. Don't be gone, be back soon. Give me one more glass, oh bless you. Remember our love too. Be back soon.
And when we're in the distance, you'll hear this whisper tune. So long, farewell, pip-pip, cheerio, we'll be back soon.
So long, farewell, pip-pip, cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Oh, my God.
Give that back. Come on. Give it back. Stop that boy! My pocket's been picked!
So we just heard Act One of Oliver. We began with the overture and the orchestra from the 1991 studio recording. Then we moved to the 1994 London cast recording. We heard Gregory Bradley and the children with Food, Glorious Food. Then we moved to the brand new 2024 London cast recording for Oscar, Conlon, Maury, Katie Seacombe, and the cast with Oliver. We moved to the 1963 Broadway recording with Hope Jackman, Willoughby Goddard singing I Shall Scream. Then that was Boy for Sale with Julius De Silva from 2009's London cast recording. Then we heard That's Your Funeral, and we heard Barry Humphries, yes, Dame Edna, Sonia Fraser, and Paul Whitson Jones from the 1960 London cast recording, the very first cast recording of Oliver. Then we heard Where is Love? We heard Richard South playing Oliver from the 1991 studio cast recording. Then from the brand new recording, we heard Consider Yourself with Billy Jenkins, Kean Eagle Service, and the cast. Then we heard the Consider Yourself reprise from the 2009 London recording with Ross McCormick and the cast. Then we heard Jonathan Pryce from the 1994 London recording playing Fagin, doing Rum Tum Tum, followed by You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two, sung by Clive Revell, Bruce Prochnick, and the cast from the 1963 London recording. Then we heard Sykes and Nancy with Aaron Sidwell and Shanae Holmes from the brand new 2024 London recording. And It's a Fine Life with Sally Dexter, Rosalind James, and the cast from 1994's London cast. Followed by I'd Do Anything with Jody Pranger, Charlotte Spencer, Lawrence Jeffcoat, and Ross McCormick. Cormick from the 2009 London cast recording. Then we heard Julian Forsythe as Fagin and the cast from the 1991 studio cast recording with Be Back Soon. And we concluded with the big robbery scene from the 2009 London cast recording. And that was the orchestra playing that. That ended Act One of Oliver. We're now going to move to Act Two. And we're going to start with Nancy leading the cast with Papa. And this is Shanae Holmes in the cast of the 2024 London cast recording.
Ladies and gentlemen, brethren, sinners all, I call upon our goddess of the virtues to give us her well-known rendition of the old-school song, Hoop Papa!
Thank you! All right, you ready? Right, shut up! There's a little ditty that's singing in the city, especially when I've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear.
Hoop Papa!
Mr. Percy
snodgrass, would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly buy it and drink it on the quiet, and dream he was an owl with a girl on each knee. She beautiful, pretty little Sally goes walking down the alley, displays her pretty ankles to all other men. They can see her garters, but not for praying gratis. An inch or two, and then she knows when to say when. A gum tree. She lets a fella feed her, then lead her along. Whilst they used to crying, she made a better lying. She's glad to bring the coin in and join in this song.
Tremble when they hear it. They've got cause enough to fear it. It's much blacker than they smear it. Nobody mentions my name. Rich men hold their £5 notes out. Saves me emptying their coats out. They know I could tear their throats out just to live up to my name. With me, Jimmy in me hand, let me see the man who dares to stop me taking what I may. He can start to say his prayers. Biceps like an iron girder, fits for doing of a murder. If I just so much as heard a bloke even whisper my name, Bill Sykes. Strong men tremble when they hear it. They've got cause enough to fear it. It's much blacker than they smear it. Nobody mentions my name. Some jet slamming with his belly bumped into me in an alley. Now his eyes will never tally. He never heard of man name. One bloke, he used to boast the claim he could take my name in vain. Poor bloke, shame he was so green, never was he seen again. Once bad, what's the good of turning? In hell, I'll be there a-burning. Meanwhile, think of what I'm earning all on account of my name. What is it? What is it? What is it? My name!
He does need me, in spite of what you see. I'm sure that he needs me. Who else would love him still when they've been used so ill? He knows I always will, as long as he needs me. I miss him so much when he's gone, but when he's near me, I don't. Feel inside the love I've got to hide, the hell I've got my pride. As long as he needs me, he doesn't say the things he should, he acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly, as long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow someone needs you, you love them so. I won't betray his trust, though people say I must. I've got to stay true.
It fall from skies above.
such a sky you never did see.
Who will buy my sweet red roses?
Who will tie it up with a ribbon and put it in a box for me? See it at my leisure whenever things go wrong, and I would keep it as a treasure to last my whole life long. Who will buy this wonderful feeling? I'm so high, I swear I could fly.
We've got him back. What's the matter with you?
Tell him about us, would you, boy?
I won't stand by and see it done, Bill.
Why, Nancy, you're wonderful tonight. Such talent. What an actress.
Am I? Well, take care I don't overdo it, because if I do, I'm going to put my mark on some of you, and I don't care my own for it.
You? Do you know who you are and what you are?
Oh, yeah, know all about that. You don't have to tell me.
A fine one for the boy to make a friend of you are.
Lord help me, I am, and I wish I'd been shot dead before lending an hand and bringing him back here. Because after tonight, he's a liar and a thief and all that's bad, and ain't that enough for you without beating him after death?
Come, come, civil words, Nancy, civil words.
Civil words? Yeah, you deserve them from me, don't you? Because I was out in the streets for you when I was a child half his age, and I've been in the same train, the same service for 15 years, and don't you forget it!
Well, what if you have? It's your living, ain't it? Come here!
Some living, some living!
What you deserve, you get!
No getting all given!
Must we have murders yet?
There'll be murders, there'll be terror, such as you've never seen.
No violence,
fortunately, no violence, violence. Where are no there, ain't no in-between.
No violence
in life!
If you don't mind making a mighty statement, it's a fine line.
Fine line, my life, Satan.
No, we don't mind keeping the angels waiting. It's a fine
life!
Tough better do as you are told.
Watch out.
Bill has got a heart of gold. Better not to mess with it.
Shut
better make
up.
The best of it. It's a fine.
A man's got a heart, hasn't he? Joking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it odd to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulation. Better settle down and get myself a wife.
And the wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she would wag at me, the money she will take from me, a misery she'll make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Left without anyone in the world, and I'm starting from now. So how to win friends and to influence people? So how? I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who can help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! I think I'd better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So a job I'm getting possibly. I wonder who my boss will be. I wonder if he'll take to me. What bonuses he'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate. And oh, but wait, I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bedden and a bedden I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation, but it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rot for me. But who will find a job for me? There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? I think I'd better think it out again. Hey!
We must retrieve that boy, Mr. Bumble.
We must indeed, Mom. We must indeed.
Oliver, Oliver.
That was the mite with the large appetite.
Oliver, Oliver.
Apparently he's from a rich family.
And to think we nearly stupidly went and lost track of him.
If the truth were known, we both were delighted at seeing the back of him.
Oliver, Oliver.
What'll we do?
We must give him his due.
And we'll praise the day somebody gave us, raise the flag,
coming to save us,
cash rewards, plus a promotion,
to France,
and a notion.
Praise the Lord,
somebody brought us Oliver.
Doesn't act as though he cares, but deep inside I know he cares. And this is why I'm tied right by his side.
seat. I know where I must be, but will he ever see that someone else?
Good night, sir.
Good night.
All right, Oliver. Now you stay here, and I'll go look for Mr. Brownlow, okay? There's a good boy.
Don't you move or I will kill you.
Please let him go, Bill, for pity's sake. Now let him go. Why'd you look at me like that, Bill?
I never thought it'd be you, Nance. I never thought you would betray me.
No. No, please. Bill.
Let go of me.
No, I won't let go. Now look at me. Look at me. I've been true to you upon my soul, I have.
I trusted you. You betray me!
God help me!
Stop staring at me! Stop staring at me! Stop staring at me!
Nancy?
I say, you there!
Get here, boy! I said, get here!
Oh my God! Help! Help!
What's happened here?
There's been a murder.
Did you know this woman?
I came here to meet this unfortunate creature. As I was crossing the bridge, I saw a man run off
in
that direction.
What do you look like?
Lean, tough-looking man, green cape coat.
Anything else?
Carrying a large cudgel.
Bill Sykes! What's going on?
It's Nancy! Bill Sykes has killed Nancy!
Where will he be?
He'll be at Fagin's.
Follow me! Fagin! Fagin!
Bill! What have you done?
The game's up, Fagin.
Bill, where's Nancy, hey? Bill?
Where's Nancy?
Let go of me.
Get out!
You monster!
Out, boys, out now, go! Move! Run! Go, 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 go!
Fagin? Fagin? What would you like me to do?
Live up to your name. Dodge about. Go now. Where's Fagin?
Dude, do you think you are laying your hands on? Assault and battery, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Where's my attorney?
Come on,
where are you?
Stay back!
or I'll kill the boy!
£50 to the one who saves the child.
Nancy? 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 No, no, no! Nancy! Your eyes! Your eyes!
There he is! There's a boy!
God bless our innocent boy!
My dear, dear boy, you're safe now.
Please, sir, take me home.
Can somebody change? Is possible? Maybe it's strange, but it's possible. All my dearest companions and treasures, I've left them behind. But I'll turn a leaf over, and who can tell what I may find?
You just heard Act Two of Lionel Bart's Oliver. We began with Sinead Holmes and the cast of the 2024 London recording doing Pa. Then we heard Danny Sewell from both the 1960 London cast recording and the 1963 Broadway cast recording, in which he played Bill Sykes, doing My Name. That was actually from the 63 Broadway recording. Then we heard the original Nancy, Georgia Brown, from the 1960 London recording doing As Long As He Needs Me. We heard the reprise of Where Is Love, sung by Joan Davis from the 1991 studio recording. We heard Oliver, Bruce Prochnick and the cast from the 1963 Broadway production doing Who Will Buy. We heard the reprise of It's a Fine Life with Jodie Pranger, Rowan Atkinson, Byrne Gorman, Ross McCormick from the 2009 London recording. Then we heard Reviewing the Situation by the original Fagin and the movie Fagin, Ron Moody from the 1960 London recording. We heard the Oliver reprise with James Saxon and and Jenny Galloway from the 1994 London recording. Then we heard the reprise of As Long As He Needs Me with Sally Ann Triplett from the 1991-2009 remaster, actually. That's when she joined that recording. That was Sally Ann Triplett, as I said. Then we heard the orchestra with the London Bridge Pursuit of Sykes, and that was from the 2024 London recording that just came out. Then we heard the Reviewing the Situation reprise with Rowan Atkinson as Fagin from the 2009 London recording. And then we heard the finale of the show with the cast of the brand new 2024 London cast recording recorded live at Chichester. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the entire score of Lionel Bart's Oliver. Wonderful, wonderful score. The show looks like it's settling in after receiving rave reviews opening on the West End. Cameron McIntosh, by the way, now fully owns the rights to Oliver, so he can basically do what he wants with it. He's done two revivals before. He did the big Jonathan Pryce revival, which was back in 1994, and then he did the 2009 revival with Rowan Atkinson, which was even bigger. He's always done these two huge revivals in London, but this time he decided to scale it back down to the size of the original 1960 size of the show to make it much more intimate. And he's put it in a much smaller theater in London to make it much more intimate for the audience, and it's downsized the cast a bit and stripped it really down so that it's much more impactful. And he and Matthew Bourne have kind of taken a look at it, and they've added a little bit of they've added a new scene, and they've kind of reordered some of the songs and kind of tightened it up a little bit. And it looks like it's in for the long haul in London after receiving rave reviews at Chichester and also rave reviews in the West End. And they're selling tickets all the way into 2026 already, and very possible that we may see this revival landing back on Broadway. I wouldn't be surprised. So keep your eyes out for that. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to Oliver. Join me again next week for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show right here at HaynesHisWay.com. Remember, there's an email link on the website. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, I love hearing from you. In the meantime, have a wonderful rest of January, and tune in again real soon.